Good morning. I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at some of the stories happening now in the news on this Friday. People are remembering the shock and the sadness of the September 11th terror attacks 8 years ago. It is a day of remembrance. But for the first time, it's also a national day of service. The Red Cross is among several organizations urging people to make a commitment to volunteer today and throughout the year. Bit of a security confusion this morning on the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. There were reports that the U.S. Coast Guard tried to prevent a boat from entering a security zone near the Pentagon where President Obama attended an event commemorating the 9/11 attacks. D.C. police and an FBI source say the incident was prompted by a training exercise. The Coast Guard says it is looking into whether it was a training exercise. Department of Homeland Security spokesperson says no shots were fired during the incident. There are new calls for South Carolina's embattled governor to quit. Dozens of state Republican officials agreed last night to send a letter to Governor Mark Sanford asking him to step down. Sanford disappeared back in June to see his mistress in Argentina and later admitted to a year-long affair. Still, the governor refuses to budge, saying he will fight back. Just one dose of a new H1N1 vaccine may be strong enough to protect you. Scientists thought adults actually needed two doses. A study by U.S. and Australian researchers says up to 96% of adults vaccinated should be protected with a single dose. And also, it kicks in with just 10 days. Money-back guarantee on a new vehicle. Starting Monday, GM will give new car buyers a chance to return their new wheels, no questions asked. This is a deal that lasts through November. There are major restrictions. I don't think you'd be surprised to hear that. Like, don't go over 4,000 miles if you're really not sure you want to keep the vehicle. Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.